whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Carroll, CBS News, of WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Anderson on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Kemp.
Thanks for watching this week's NC Spin.
Now, here is Kane Kaiser. Hi-yo, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard.
And Jim Reed.
And Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Ennis standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. For the nocturne, we send as our best.
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dale here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Boyd Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters.
WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raleigh.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Riley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is the Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
All right, we're back on WPTF with the Weekend Gardener. Mike Riley here. We're in the market shops, which is one of the places you can enjoy. Another place is down in the farmer's shed number. Is that two? One, that's two, isn't it? No, farmer's shed, where all the Christmas trees are?
Yeah, it's kind of farmer's shed too, but we sort of just consider that whole building right. Farmer's area.
It kind of is, yeah. But and the reason is the Christmas tree farmers are down there, and it just smells magnificent.
It
and they're
does.
Such nice people, and they have been run through the mill. First, I want to, before we get to our Christmas tree farmer, I have been for years talking about a commissioner trucks are getting a Ferris wheel here. That's about the only thing you all need is a ride of some kind, and a Ferris wheel was easiest on the bones. I think so. Monica came up with Ferris wheel. I think that's a big announcement.
It's a start, right?
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Not exactly one you can ride on, but you can win a prize with it today. There you go. I saw it, and you know who came to my mind was Mike Raley.
Well, bless
talking
your
about
heart.
The Ferris wheel,
it's just a wonderful thing, and it's very festive today.
It is.
So.
And
there's so many great prizes you can win today.
Oh, there are. We've got lots of gift certificates from some of our vendors here in the market shops with their open house. And come by, spin it, and you'll win
you,
a prize.
You have a giving tree, too.
We do. And you can bring canned food for that, for the Interfaith Food Shuttle. And even this year, we're collecting, I don't have a sign or anything up for that, but we're collecting some toys to send to the western part of the state.
Oh, wonderful.
For some of the kids up there. So that's something we're doing. And there's, if you're walking around and just have change you want to throw in a jar, there's a collection point there as well. So come out and bring canned food, non-perishable food items, a toy for the kids, and stop by and win a prize and support all of our local vendors.
Yeah, and support your North Carolina Christmas tree farmers, because they have been through the mill, and they have done everything possible to get those trees down to us. And we have one with us.
We do. We've got Mr. Aaron Cole, who's part of Cole's, I think it's Pam and W. Cole's Tree Farm, which is down in our farmers area. They've been here for how many years, Aaron?
I think Dad's been here 32 years.
It's been quite a while.
Where are y'all from? Wow.
We're from Lansing, North Carolina.
Oh, so you're in Ashe County?
Yes. Silas Creek Road in Lansing.
Yeah. That was a really hard-hit area.
Yeah, they didn't have power for a long time. Everybody lost their driveway. Everybody lost the roads to get into the trees, lost some trees, but got it better than others, you know.
I have not been to that part of the state. I've been to the Asheville area, and they were, of course, devastated. You could see where there had been landslides and so forth. Besides buying your Christmas trees, how else can we help? Come to the Lansing area? Can we go to Lansing? Or
yeah, we've had all kinds of people from all over the state come visit.
We've had a lot of support from people down.
I have customers that come every year, get a tree from me for years now, and they've called, checked in on us.
That is the most fun.
You know?
I mean, picking out a Christmas tree is so much fun. But actually going to where they're growing and to cut them down is unbelievable.
Yeah, there's some choosing cuts. We're a little out in the cut, so it's kind of hard to find Silas Creek Road unless you're really looking for it.
Yeah.
But, we used to.
Well, Rufus and I wouldn't be able to because we
we
got lost. Oh, you like those? Glasses?
Yes.
Watermelon. You know, Rufus was Attorney General and Secretary of State, but he's now just a lawyer.
He's apparently the Secretary of Gardening as well.
He is the Secretary General of Gardening in North Carolina.
How are your trees looking this year?
Some really pretty trees, you know. I mean, I've had a lot of support. I mean, we still have several left over. And, you know, the best way to support us right now and get us back up the mountain would be come get one, come get a wreath or something, come hang out with us and say hey.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, there's nothing comparable to a Fraser fir. They're really, and I know they've experimented with things, and this is, you know, this is a big industry in North Carolina. I mean, farming is our biggest, but this is a big part of that, and certainly for Western North Carolina. And you can't find a bigger, unless you go to a farm to actually cut one down, you can't find a bigger display of Christmas trees in the State Farmers Market in Raleigh.
That's right. We've got hundreds to choose from, and I tell everybody, there's one for every budget. There's little trees, there's big trees, there's skinny ones, there's, I guess you could say, fat ones, just whatever you might need for whatever area you're looking for, whether it's a certain room in your house or just the front porch. You can definitely find one that'll fit your needs, and like he mentioned, they have the wreaths, they have roping, they have all the things you need. So if you don't already have a tree, please come out and support these guys. They've worked hard. They're a resilient group of folks. That, you know, in the beginning when the storm happened, we started getting calls, everybody questioning, well, are we going to have trees?
Of course.
Trees be here? What's going to happen? You know, because everybody starts thinking about those things.
People lost a lot of trees.
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of trees that aren't there anymore.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty sad, you know.
There has.
It is, because you've got to start growing those trees, and that takes how many years to get one to?
Most of my trees are between 7 and 15 years old down there. I've got some really old trees. I got some natural grown, which there's no horticulture applied. They're just kind of like the way Mother Nature intended. I sell a lot of those.
And that industry was already hurt by the recession years ago. That they stopped growing a lot of them, and they had to catch up. So this is another obstacle that we need to overcome, and I hope that give us some Cole's.
Yeah, I work for my mother and father's business. It's Dobie and Pam Cole's Tree Farm down at the farmer's market.
How long have y'all been in business?
40 years.
Oh,
they're pretty old.
What a nice thing. What hard work to be a farmer, especially.
That'd be the best way to support my mom and dad, you know, just come out and help us clear our inventory and get us back home safe, you know.
Well, thank you very, very much for coming by. See, that wasn't so bad, was it? No.
Just like, trying to be bashful.
Just like talking to folks. He's not bashful.
No, he's one of my least bashful ones down there.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Go sell those trees.
That's right.
He actually lives in Watauga County. I want everybody to know that.
Yes.
That's right. Oh, how about that?
And he's an App State graduate.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
There you go.
Well, there's some great people up there. Great people. Hardworking.
They
wow, are. We got a Christmas tree farmer and we got a Ferris wheel at the state fair now. I mean, yeah. At the state farmer's market. And Rufus, we have one of your best friends with us and a man who's been honored many times for the work he's done with part of the reason we have a burn center in North Carolina at UNC Chapel Hill. I'll let you do the honors.
Well, Mike, you're right. His name is Dr. Bruce Caron, and he's a pioneer. Renowned all over the nation and the world is the North Carolina J.C. Burn Center.
Right.
And Dr. Bruce Caron has contributed so much over the years to that by running it, making it what it is. And he's just a decent human being. And been a friend of mine for many, many years, and I was honored to serve on the Burn Center board. And
you cut a record for him.
Well, the record that's been played on this show many times, Honky Tonk Angel, which is the one where I lost the governorship over it. When my mama said, you should sing a lot more Amazing Grace and a lot less Honky Tonk Angel. But it's a pretty good record because Charlie Iverson played it, but we sold about 5,000 copies because they forced every JC to buy one.
Oh Lord!
And it's still you can still hear it on the internet. And maybe if that man back in your
I don't know if Joel, I don't know if you can find Honky Tonk Angel. It's somewhere in a file. But if you have a chance to look for it, we'll play that before we go.
But anyway, that is my introduction of my dear friend Dr. Bruce Caron, who's a fine human being, Mike.
Doctor, it's an honor for me. I enjoyed, Rufus and I were on a little road trip yesterday, and when he got in the car, you were talking to him. So I was a part of that conversation. But what you brought up was a Confederate rose that you're the proud owner of now. And now, do you want to know how to grow it, how to care for it? What's the deal?
Right, Mike. I do have a question about the Confederate rose, but before I get, you know, I called in a year ago, and talked to the two of you, Rufus and Mike, but Amanda wasn't there, and so I got some advice, but I really need good advice to talk.
No. I think there was somebody, an expert, that gave you some advice.
I have a question.
I kept my mouth shut.
You did refer me to the extension services,
yeah.
And I did look it up, and they
were there. Well, we got it now. We have it with
now,
us.
Face-to-face, it's going to be wonderful. But before if you don't mind, if you indulge me for just a second, I was listening to the show this morning, congratulations on 40 years, and the theme of, you know, our farmers in Asheville who with the Christmas trees and the giving tree you have here, and being at the farmer's market, Monica, who's been such a stellar manager, and, of course, the future, her daughter, Maggie, and how all of this comes together in the spirit of giving and the holidays of thinking about others. And I thought about all of that, and I have to come. I have to give to the giving tree, and I hope everybody else gets a chance to do that, buy some trees. But the reason I was talking about the Confederate rose is I had a chance to, I think, during the holidays, everybody loves great stories. And if you want a great story, you need to read Rufus's book, That's Rufus. And over a third of that book is about his life in North Carolina growing up in the mountains. And I've had the pleasure of working with someone whose mother's 93 years old. And she can't see, and it's hard for her to hear, but she knows about the book. And she said, I want you to bring these black-eyed peas and corn to the giving tree. But I'm reading Rufus's book. And it's fascinating because we get about halfway through one page, and she says, Rufus, I know he doesn't like the name Rufus, but I had an uncle named Rufus. And so she gave me the whole story of people growing up in North Carolina having the name of Rufus. But So the story of the Confederate rose is an interesting one. I know we probably have to don't have a lot of time for it, but I do have an extension question related to it.
Yeah.
If you'd like to hear the story about Confederate rose, I'd be happy to share that with you, or go directly to Amanda.
Okay. Yeah, why don't we go to Amanda, because we're getting close to a break. Amanda, what can you tell us about growing a Confederate rose?
Okay. Well, so Confederate roses are hibiscus mutabilis, and they are very slow growing in our climate. They don't flower until very, very, very late.
Is that because it's colder?
Well, yeah,
climate or the soil or what?
Yep, it doesn't come up as quickly in the spring, so it takes a really warm soil to come up. But they can be very large plants. They can be 10, 15 feet tall by 10, 15 feet wide when they get to maturity. And they're flowering usually October and November, and they come in a white, purple, pink flowers and
these beautiful
leaves too, though. So even if you don't get them to flower, the leaves are very unique and very beautiful and very tropical looking. So I see them here and there around in the south, usually more on the warmer side, central and eastern North Carolina, and definitely in the deep south, just because they've been in the country for quite a few years.
They're a little happier in that climate.
Yeah, I see them a lot in ditches in Alabama, I have to say.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
It is not a native plant.
No, it is native to East Asia. So they were brought over in the 1700s when the ships were starting to bring unique plants over from the Orient.
To Mobile.
Yep. Probably, I don't know if it came in through the port of Mobile or the port of Charleston, but either way, it came in through the deep south and in the low country and just spread through horticulture that way. But they're so unique. Because they're hibiscus, they're easy from cuttings and they're easy from seed. So they got passed around and they don't take much care at all.
Well, have you planted it?
Well, this is my question. So when I called in last time, I told you I'm a horrible gardener and I've not bought the plant. But I had a friend named Gail down there in Oak Island, had a beautiful Confederate rose. Is that? And then I looked up on the Extension Service you can get a cutting below the node or above the node. I wasn't quite sure. Put it in water, and in a few weeks, it'll root and you can plant it. Well, I did that several weeks ago. I put it in the water. It's fungating. I have no idea if it's going to root. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Right.
And I thought I would ask, how can I transplant this beautiful bush from my neighbor's yard? Because nothing else grows, and it's beautiful down there, and I'd love to just know how do you do rooting?
Okay.
All right, quickly, if you can, because we gotta run, do a break.
There's a lot to go into, but I would recommend, instead of taking a cutting, if your friend's got a big bush, get you a nice sharp shovel, because they come out of the ground with you know, canes, take that sharp shovel and just put it between two of the canes, divide it, and get a piece of the root and a piece of plant and just shove it in your yard. It's so easy to divide.
Sun.
It loves sun. It doesn't mind a little bit of shade, so if you got a shady spot, make sure it gets like some morning sun or some afternoon sun. But the bit more sun it gets, the thicker and more beautiful it will be. But do it. Just dig up a piece of it.
You can talk more about it off the air here. What an honor. Thank you for all the work you've done for the children and adults who come to the Burn Center in Chapel Hill.
Thank you.
More of the Weekend Gardener coming up from the State Farmers Market. We're back on WPTF, and I mean, it's like old home week here, Doc. It's just everybody's coming up, and even Amanda from down in Lee County has seen somebody that she knows, so I'll let her talk, and I'll talk to Miss Monica. Thank you again for bringing out the Ferris wheel. I'm going to have to just imagine how they would feel.
Like I said, a mini Ferris wheel. It's a star.
That's
right.
All
right.
Yeah.
It's a star.
Well, this has been so much fun this morning. Have you got most of your work done today, or are you gonna?
Well, we got all the vendors in place and got everything going, so I think that's always the start on a Saturday morning, getting everybody in place. And it's a beautiful day down on the market. The sun is shining; it is a little bit cool, so be sure to bundle up and grab your jacket. And beautiful day though to walk around. We've got lots of vendors here. Of course, all of the regular vendors that are always here, but we've got some specialty food items in this weekend for our Taste of the Holidays event, and also we have different craft items. So if you're doing some shopping and want to fill up a basket with some goodies for a Christmas gift, you can definitely do that as well. And here in our market shops, we're having an open house. There's a few folks that are doing some sampling, and one of the best places to pick up some wonderful North Carolina products to make a Christmas gift. Have some gift baskets down the way where you can pick up already made, or they'll do a custom one if you're looking something special for someone. And of course, we've got all the meats and cheeses and North Carolina wine and baked goods, cakes, pies, all the goodies you need for these parties coming up. So
If you want to gain some weight, this is the best building in the state to come to, I think.
Well,
because everything tastes good.
It is. It's a lot of good stuff. But then we've got the fruits and vegetables, the weigh it out down in our farmer's area.
That's right. That's right. Everything
in moderation.
Moderation.
That's right.
In excess, as Rufus says. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up. We only have a half hour left. How is that possible?
Well, we've had all these interesting people.
I know. Really have.
And bright, and may all
right, we're back on WPTF. I only have a half hour left here at the State Farmers Market, and gosh, we just love coming to the State Farmers Market, whether it's doing the show or just coming out to shop, especially this time of year because it's so festive. Especially around the Christmas trees. Again, we had a Christmas tree farmer from one of the hardest hit areas of the northern mountains, the Lansing area in Ashe County, and not far from West Jefferson. So come do business with those folks. Get you a real Christmas tree. And come into the market shops and, you know, you'll be here a while, just kind of grazing.
Yes.
I suppose. But there is a giving tree right here, right in the middle. And, you know, you can bring some canned vittles. You can also just, you know, bring some money, bring some cash money, as they say down in Nash County, and just, you know, give. That's what this season is. Be a giver. Don't be a taker. Be a giver. And That's a good thing to remember any time of the year. Now, Miss Monica is here. She's the manager at the State Farmers Market. So, what else do you have out here besides Christmas trees and wreaths? You have some firewood this morning because it's
firewood.
Been cold lately.
Definitely. And you can buy it by the load. You can buy it by the piece or the bundle, any way you want it. And there's some of the folks down there that offer delivery as well. So, if you're looking for firewood, it's always one of those things where our weather, you want to stay stocked up on it because you just never know when you're going to need it from one day to the next. And we have North Carolina apples. That's something else that you can come out and support some of the folks from the western part of the state by buying North Carolina grown apples. There's apple cider. There is dried apples. If you're looking to make some apple jacks or something like that for the holidays, those dried apples are always delicious. And of course, collards. That's always a staple around here for the holidays is having those greens.
And they're good for you too.
They are. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you've never cooked them, that's one of the things about shopping at the farmer's market. They can give you their recipe and give you tips on how to cook. And, you know, a lot of folks will cook collards this time of year and freeze them so they can enjoy them all year long. So that's one of those things you can learn and get those little tips on how to prepare and cook and freeze and can while you're here at the market. And we do still have, the tunnel-grown strawberries. I cannot forget those because right here at Christmas time, it's always great to be able to have some local strawberries.
Rufus was telling somebody up in Roxburgh about those yesterday.
And they are delicious.
They're a wonder.
They are. They're absolutely delicious. And they're grown down around the Wilmington area. Deer and Rocky Point is one of the main growers that we have that do those tunnel-grown strawberries. And the taste is wonderful. I mean, they're absolutely delicious.
What do we mean by tunnel-grown?
So they're basically still grown out in the field, just like your traditional strawberries. But they have what you would call sort of a hoop house that's over them. And this particular farmer has it's big enough that they can drive their tractors and everything through. They have a huge area that's under.
So there's no heating system or anything?
Little mini hot house.
Mm-mm. It just protects.
What'd you say, Rufus?
Little mini hot house.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah. They don't need a lot of heat to flower or anything.
It just protects them from the freeze and from the cold weather. So so they have enough warmth so they can produce and it doesn't kill the blooms. So they produce and we'll have those all winter long. And absolutely delicious. And those
they are good
for the Christmas holidays. You know, having those strawberries where you can might make a strawberry cake or just having them on a fruit tray. It's always a treat to have.
That's all we've been doing is talking about food this morning. Now we got strawberry cakes in it.
That's life,
right,
man.
That's right.
Well, the thing about those strawberries too. Now, folks who are listening who are like, "Wait, I can grow strawberries right now outside." Well, the answer to that is yes. Most strawberry farmers are planting their strawberries in October, but these strawberries that are barren right now, they are day neutral. So a lot of our varieties that we're picking in April and May are actually require a certain day length. The ones that are growing down on the coast, they don't require any like certain day length. So they flower as soon as the temperature is optimal. But the ones that you pick in April and May that we're used to picking ourselves are a completely different variety, need completely different growing conditions. So don't think that you can go out and plant something that's going to be flower. And these growers are growing very specific varieties that are going to be flowering at this time.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, they're doing some blueberries and blackberries, even raspberries. This particular farmer does. So every once in a while, some of them will pop in. They're experimenting with some different things like that, too. Yeah. So,
see, now we're starting to talk about stuff that's good for you.
That's right. That's right. It balances out all the sweet.
We've been indulging in all of this stuff. Oh, by the way, Rufus, Big John, Ruth, and Cheryl are on the road somewhere. Melissa, they wanted to thank you for the peanut brittle. I didn't see you. So they want to thank you for the peanut brittle.
So everybody doesn't have any sense.
Yeah, that's the truth. That's true. It's good. I gave some to Dr. Karen. So I hope he enjoys that. What a fine human being. All right. I want to talk about a bit about Ashworth Clothing. Rufus particularly has done so much business there over the years. I mean, they've been around for 70 years, almost 80 years, I guess, there. And several generations of the Ashworths have taken part, run this business. They've learned about clothes from top to bottom, literally. And they are among the finest clothiers, haberdashers around. And we don't find a lot of the personal service, the locally owned, and I love shopping local, clothing stores, Rufus.
Just the smell of the place.
I know.
It smells like it ought to.
The floor is great.
Big box store. They'll greet you, and if it's a pretty day, I sat outside and smoked a cigar with Steve. I know a lot of people don't approve of that, but he's just a great guy. As I said, he does everything you want within reason, and you get it right there at one place. You don't have to skip around here and there, and you know something's going to last if you buy it from Ashworth's.
You certainly do. Steve's a fine person. You'll get up in a long conversation with him and the folks there. They'll take care of you. They'll fit you properly with the best clothes around, like Allen Edmonds shoes and Gitman Brothers shirts and Hartshafter and Marks suits and ties galore. They have all of the great names in clothing, all the classic clothing at Ashworth. And believe me, you don't find a lot of stores like this. Is a locally owned type Brooks Brothers store, or Ben Silver's, like the store in Charleston. That you don't find a lot of these anymore around here. So enjoy and say, tell Steve that you heard about Ashworth's Clothing on WPTF. They're on Main Street in Fuquay. We'll be back here at WPTF, the State Farmers Market. All right, we're back on WPTF with the Weekend Gardener. Mike Rayleigh here.
Hey,
and Amanda Wilkins Bratcher is here, as Monica, Brother Rufus, Jeff Hamlin, Sparky over here, and Joel's back at the station. So I hope everybody's doing well and having a Merry Christmas. And I hope you will, if you don't feel like very Christmassy, come out to the State Farmers Market.
Boy, you sure will here.
Yes, sir.
Especially the market shops.
It's wonderful.
Monica, it smells like Christmas year-round here in this, you know, foodie-wise, in inside the farmer's market, market shops. So that's a nice, you know, when you've got in the market bakery starts at, with the bread, and you can't, there are few fragrances that are better than freshly cooked bread, freshly baked bread.
Yes, and speaking of fragrances, when you walk outside, you'll either smell the seafood restaurant cooking, or you might get a whiff of the kettle corn down the way that's on the other side of the seafood restaurant.
Kind of overwhelming.
Yes, and, you know, our seafood restaurant, and we haven't really spoke about our restaurants this morning, but, of course, we have two wonderful restaurants here that you can come and sit down and dine at. Our NC Seafood restaurant are absolutely awesome. You can come sit down, or if you're looking at a to-go order, just order online, and they'll have it ready for you. Kim and those guys do a great job over there with the Calabash-style seafood. And I want to give a shout-out to Miss Sue, who is Kemp's mom, that is an avid listener to this show.
Oh, Miss Sue, thank you.
Yes, and Kemp tells me all the time that she just tells them how she loves hearing you guys on the radio and that she listens all the time. So
did she teach Kemp all he knows about seafood or cooking?
Maybe. I'm sure she had a hand in it somewhere along
too.
The way.
Well,
so,
I'm glad.
Yes, so Miss Sue, Merry Christmas. And
yeah,
we hope
Miss
you're,
Sue.
Hope you're listening this morning
Merry
and
Christmas.
Doing well. And
Rufus? Tell Miss Sue a Merry Christmas.
Miss Sue, you are the greatest, and it'll be the best Christmas you ever had, I'm sure.
Yes, and if you don't, not in the mood for seafood when you come out, of course, you can go up to our State Farmers Market restaurant. They have good country cooking, and just enjoy those homemade biscuits when you sit down. They'll bring a big plate of them out.
This is also a wonderful place to go if you want to join Overeaters Anonymous.
That's true.
I mean, if that'll make you feel better, just come on out here, then you can repent.
There you go. It's the holidays. They always say the holiday calories don't count. So
now, Hamlet over here, of all things.
You mean Sparky?
Sparky was sitting here with a ice cream cone.
Yes,
I saw that.
Why an ice cream cone, Jeff, and all this food here?
I wanted ice cream.
Ice cream for breakfast, right?
That's right.
That's right.
And I'm going to be on vacation as soon as this remote ends, so I'm going to take a vacation from everything. And yeah.
So you're going to Boone. You're going up.
I'll be going there tomorrow.
Well, give us your impressions when you come back about all that's happened up there and what you see. So what flavor was that? Was that strawberry?
Yes.
Okay, I like strawberry, too.
Yeah, I love strawberry. They didn't have Rocky Road, so it chose strawberry is usually the second option.
All right. Rufus has found another food.
Well, that is a fish dip.
Smoky.
I took one home last time. I want somebody to take it. It is wonderful with crackers.
Mm-hmm.
Just wonderful.
Yeah, and that's from Local Seafood. They're one of our vendors here in the market shops, and they feature North Carolina seafood fresh from the coast. They bring it in weekly, and place. You can do your orders online. They always have an availability for that, or you can just stop by and grab as you go. And that's one of the great things you can find here, all the great things that are grown, raised, caught, and made here in North Carolina. That's what we always like to tell everybody.
Grown, raised, caught, and made, because people can't always understand that when the man's singing.
Yes.
Okay.
So they asked me.
Yeah.
What is it now?
Grown, raised, caught, and made.
Grown, raised, caught, and made.
Grown, raised, caught, and made.
Say that all the way up to Caldwell.
Okay.
When you go to visit
your mother. Mom was asking me about that actually the other day. They asked me, what do they say?
Well, you could text her right now.
Okay. Okay. I'll tell her that now. She's not listening.
Grown, raised, caught,
and made. She actually texted me back just moments ago.
All right.
And it's got to be
so everybody in Caldwell will know what the slogan for the State Farmers Market is.
Yes. It's a wonderful thing. And, you know, there's so many farmers markets across the state. If you're not right here in our area, of course, we have three other state markets, one in Charlotte, one in Greensboro, and one in Asheville. And they're all great places to stop and support. Every one of us have a few things a little different. A lot of great products and, you know, represent the state well with all of our North Carolina agriculture across the state of what's available. And
so they're back. They're all normal in Asheville now.
They are.
Because they got power and water.
They were very fortunate. They had just a little bit of damage to one building, but they actually picked up quickly as soon as the storm was over and started working with with the Manna Food Bank, who did have a lot of damage up in that area. So they have really been instrumental in working together with the Manna Food Bank to keep them going, to keep distribution out. They've been a big distribution point for the food bank in that area. So our folks up there at the Asheville Market have endured quite a bit, and that's one of the big reasons we spearheaded doing all those donations we did back in October and November to get all those great things up to the mountains as quick as we could to help them out, and a lot of that went through Manna. So our markets are all great. So if you've never been to the other ones, of course, be sure to visit those as you're traveling across the state. And there's a lot of small community markets. Of course, Lee County has one.
That's right. Sanford Farmers Market.
Yes. And then there's some all across the state in little communities. So be sure to find them.
Yeah. There's one in Boone.
Yes.
At the Haunted West parking lot during the summer months.
Yes. I've been there.
Oh, great.
I have.
And the Daniel Boone Gardens.
Yes.
Right beside it. The beautiful garden.
Well, I got to give a shout out. There's now a North Carolina Farmers Market Network.
Yes.
That folks can go to, and you can find a farmers market anywhere across North Carolina. Mm-hmm. That those folks are trying real hard to raise awareness about those
good
small
thing
markets
to do.
Across.
Good
definitely,
thing to do.
Definitely. And there's gotTobeNC.com. That's
right.
A website you can go to as well to find something in your area, whether it be a farmers market or roadside stand.
My favorite department in state government. The Ag Department.
Well, they keep you safe.
Always have been. That's true. So,
you and I got a book called Food Chain by Rob Hales.
Yes.
I glanced through the first paragraph. It is hilarious.
Yeah, and it's a novel.
Oh.
But it's, he mentioned, I just looked at it. The first thing I saw was Duplin County. So it's based
Rose
in
Hill.
North Carolina, Rose Hill. So we, Leo Daughtry, former Representative Leo Daughtry, has written a great book on a novel.
Oh,
about,
my goodness, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? Well, I'll get you a copy. I'll get you a copy. Maybe we ought to have Representative Daughtry on the program sometime so he can talk about it, because it talks about tobacco farming and farming in general, and I'm sure reminiscing about what he experienced growing up as a child, but it's in novel form. So, yeah, we'll see if we can do that. 919-860-9783. We'll probably run out of time before you can take your call. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up here on WPTF. We're in the State Farmers Market and the Market Shops.